Penguin Random House Audio presents How to Behave in a Crowd by Camille Bordas. Read for you by Adam Alexi Mal. If speaking for someone else seems to be a mysterious process, that may be because speaking to someone does not seem mysterious enough. Stanley Cavell. The Stain. There was a darker brown stain on our brown suede couch. If I swept it one way with the palm of my hand, it almost blended in. I could squint and forget it was even there. But then a swipe in the other direction, and the stain reappeared, darker than I remembered, like I'd just fed it. Everyone had a different story about the stain.
Simone said I'd pieced the couch as a toddler,
after running free from our mother's bundle of towels just out of my bath.
You went straight for the couch, stood right there on the armrest, grabbed your half-inch wang, and aimed, Simone said.
I saw it. And Aurore and Jeremy, we never understood what came over you, Dory. It's like you were on a mission. It didn't indeed sound like me at all. First, the number of decisions that was implied, all of them transgressing my mother's law, running naked and barefoot on the cold living room tile, grabbing my penis in public, pissing on the couch. Add to that Simone's choice of words. Went straight, aimed, mission. Hers was the least believable story. Aurore and Jeremy didn't even back it up. Other stories of the stain incriminated my siblings in turn. Coffee stain, Berenice. Nail.